Welcome back to Psukhya Daf. We are learning Brachos Daf Nun. The topic of today is personal blessing. There are three Psukhim on this Daf, and we're going to be focusing on the one in Shmuel Beis Perek Zayin, Pasuk Choftes. It reads as follows. V'ata ha'el uvorech es beis avdecha. And now please, let it be so that you bless the house of your servant. Liyos la'olam lefonecha, to be in front of you forever. Ki ata Hashem Elokim dibarta, because you, Hashem Lord, have spoken. And from your blessing, Yevorach Beis Avdecha Le'olam. And let your servants be blessed forever from your blessing. The Gemara in Brachos Nun Amud Aleph tells us a very interesting insight over here. The Braisa describes that a person can be recognized through the way they say a bracha. And if a person says in the following sense, Uve Tuvoy, and in his goodness he gives to us, that is a Talmud Chacham. A person says, "Umi tuvoy, from his goodness, hareze bur." If you think that you're getting right off HaKadosh Baruch Hu's plate, then that shows you are uncultured. You don't understand how it works. The Gemara then asks a question. Abaye says to Rav Dimi, we see from this pasuk over here, "Umi birchasacha yevorach espeis avdecha le'olam." David HaMelech asks that from the blessing of Hashem, he should be blessed forever. Doesn't that sound like he's asking from Hashem's blessing? The Gemara finally answers that ultimately, when a person is asking from bracha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it relates to spiritual matters, Direi Torah, then it is all right to ask like that. To understand the context of this pasuk, just to put this in perspective, what is Shmuel Beis Perek Zayin actually talking about? Well, at this point in time, David HaMelech has been the king of not Israel, but of Hebron, of the tribe of Yehuda, for 7 years. At a certain point, due to civil unrest, there are two people who go and assassinate the king of the north, the king of the northern kingdom, whose name is Ish-bosheth, and bring his head to David, trying to gain acquittal for their own personal crimes. They're general criminals in general. And David HaMelech kills them, and ultimately now there is a void. Who's going to be king of the north? At which point, all of Israel comes to David and say, "You should be our king." And after 7 years of being a partial king of Israel, he now becomes the unilateral king of Israel. He unifies the kingdom, he pushes back the Philistines and really destroys their war effort for the first time in decades. He has uncontended support at this point and returns the Aron to Yerushalayim just in the previous perek. So this is a very, very high point for him and for the nation of Israel. He makes a request now, and this is our pasuk. At the beginning of our perek, not our pasuk yet, where he says, "Vayomer Melech al Nasan Navi," he turns to Nasan the prophet. Shmuel is no longer, Shmuel's passed away. He says, "Inei reino anochi yoshe bebeis arozim. I am staying in a house of paneled wood. V'aron elokim yoshe b'soich ariyah. And the Aron, which I just returned to Yerushalayim, is now sitting in a curtained-off room, meaning it's not in an appropriate setting. How could I be living so comfortably?" What does the Navi respond? He's very excited. You should do everything you wanted to do. However, that night, when Nasan HaNavi goes to bed, he receives a dream from Hashem, and Hashem says, "Not so fast. David HaMelech is incredible. David HaMelech is my servant, but he won't be the one who's going to build my house." Hashem does not explain why here. In Divrei Hayamim, David HaMelech offers an explanation, but right now, there's no explicit explanation offered. But rather, his son will build the house. His son will sit on his throne and be a king eternally. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu responds to Nasan HaNavi. Nasan relays the message to David. At this point in time, try to imagine the emotions you would experience after this. Your entire career has been building up for this moment to be able to be the king who's able to build the base of Mikdash, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu says no. What would you say? So David HaMelech gets up there and he praises Hashem for his bracha. He then praises the nation of Israel. He thanks Hashem and calls himself unworthy. And after a very long soliloquy, a very long and beautiful, humble description and speech, he then says this last pasuk, and that's our pasuk which is quoted in the Gemara. And he says, "Ata, and now, ho'el v'oreches abeis avdecha, please, Hashem, share a little bit of your blessing." And as the Gemara explains, spiritual blessing with your servant, David. That's the great humility of David. He was not upset. He did not feel like he was second rate. He understood his place. He understood his role. And he was able to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. At this point, the Aruch HaShulchan actually points out the very beginning of Aruch Chaim, a very beautiful halacha. And he says the following. He says that from this lashon, you see, from the way this is expressed, you see the way, the mechanics in which bracha works. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not need your blessing, thank you very much. He doesn't need your approbation. What a bracha is attributing and realizing where the source of energy is. When a person like David HaMelech says, And from your blessing, let your servant's house be blessed lo'olam, forever. He says the following, is that a person needs to realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all energy. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the source of all good. If I can recognize Him as such, I can perhaps attach myself to that. And that is how a bracha works. It's in a certain sense opening up the faucet when a person realizes where the energy is really coming from. And that's what David HaMelech is doing. And that's why this is so critical to understanding brachas itself. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.